Former Calypso monarch Aziza Clark found not guilty of assisting an offender. Barbadians share their views on the new United States immigrant visa restrictions, while some statistics are revealed. The Barbados Labour Party CEO says they are red and ready for this evening's highly anticipated nomination for St. Michael Central. And Trinidad and Tobago turns the U.S. banks to raise people to $100 billion on the international market. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Former Calypso monarch Aziza Clark has been found not guilty of assisting an offender. Ms. Clark walked free of the charge this morning following a successful no-case submission made by her King's Counsel, Michael Lashley, and his legal team in the No. 5 Supreme Court. Clark of Bonnets, Bridenstill, St. Michael, had been charged with knowingly or believing that Hakeem Stewart had committed murder or another arrestable offence and assisting him by transporting him from Briar Hall, St. Michael, to Grahamhall Christchurch on March 21, 2019. The prosecution had alleged that the act was intended to impede Stewart's lawful apprehension. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Lashley explained how the proceedings unfolded in court this morning, leading to the dismissal of the charge of his client.
We argued a no-case submission on the grounds that the Crown, that they have failed to prove the necessary ingredients of the charge against Aziza. We came back this morning for the decision, and the court upheld our no-case submission, and the judge, learning trial judge, then instructed the jury to bring back a not guilty verdict, so Aziza is free.
The King's Counsel says the verdict comes after nearly 7 years of mental torture for his client.
This matter was hanging over our heads for some time now, preventing her career. Of course, she also was prevented from getting any gainful employment in Barbados because of this charge and because of all of the negatives on social media. And they always believe that someone needs a second chance, and they believe that Aziza now can turn a new leaf. She can contribute to the entertainment industry in Barbados. So I'm certain that she'll be going back into Calypso. And, you know, just need to carry on for a life now.
That's King's Counsel Michael Lashley. The United States issued only 48 immigrant visas to Barbadians in 2024, according to the U.S. State Department immigrant visa issuance date, a reminder of how limited permanent migration opportunities already were before the new restrictions were announced yesterday. Of those 48, 45 were connected to family preferences, and the remaining three tied to employment preferences, where the U.S. employer made the necessary applications. The U.S. government has announced an indefinite suspension of immigrant visas processing for 75 countries, including Barbados and several Caribbean nations, causing panic initially, as persons believe the restrictions extended to those to going to school, business or vacation. The policy, set to take effect from January 21st this year, halts the processing of visas that allow foreign nationals to live and work permanently in the U.S. Starcom Network took to the streets of Bridgetown this morning to hear the views of Barbadians.
Well, I just think that just don't limit yourself to the U.S. My encouragement to everybody is to just don't take this as a downfall. Just spread your news elsewhere.
I think the long way against that for a lot of people. You know what I mean? Especially the young people that come to the school and think, or to find work here, you know, it'll be a little challenging for them too. So they might want to go abroad, get experience to go there too.
I think Barbados has a fairly solid economy, although we are, you know, everything is something always up in the air. I mean, I don't see why we should be banned from living up there. It's not like we come from like a refugee type of country. You know, I think that we have a lot of assets to bring to the table.
I don't really study or my family or America. I don't know that many more have been to Miami, but can work at these firms.
They call for living in America. From traveling there from last year summer, it was way more expensive than Barbados.
I really don't have a necessity to go to America and live. I just prefer to visit, get what I need, and just leave.
Voices of persons in and around Bridgetown. While Airbnbs and other shared accommodation businesses across Barbados will not be exempt from the tourism levy, and despite criticisms from some quarters, it is being welcomed by the sector's leading association. President of the Barbados Entrepreneurs Tourism Association, BETA, Don Pollard, says those businesses registered as shared accommodation will also have to pay the levy, which was not an issue, but says the requirement to pay every 2 months will present a challenge for smaller operations.
The levy is implemented as a 10% levy on the room rate itself. Now, it comes into play when you have properties that are registered with the associated government. We are compelled to pay our levy once every 2 months. That puts a strain on some of these smaller players because, you know, they have to find time to sit down and do the calculations and submit it to the relevant authorities. However, there are many players in the field who are not registered. So they don't have to pay the levy. They get away under the carpet. And I'm sure that the government is trying to have to put things in place to get everybody registered and formalized. Because it's not only a matter of paying levies for regulating the sector. We have to think of security. We have to think of the image that this minister is pushing forward to represent Barbados. So there's a lot of little factors that play into it as well.
President of the Beta, Dawn Pollard, in the Lunchtime Edition. All attention will turn to the Commonwealth School Hall this evening as the Barbados Labour Party's St. Michael Central nomination process gets going. Newcomer to the party, attorney Tyra Trotman, will face off against stalwart Dr. Lynette Holder in what many have said will be a keenly contested battle. Chief Executive of the BLP, Senator Pat Parris, told Starcom Network, all systems are ready and rearing to go.
As is customary, the Barbados Labour Party takes nomination process seriously. And to this end, we will be following the procedures that are used during an election in Barbados. We are ready. All systems are go. We are expecting a large turnout at this evening's nomination because the Barbados Labour Party is red and ready.
That's the BLP CEO, Senator Pat Parris. The Inter-American Development Bank has announced the creation of the Bold Catalyst Board, a new civil society advisory board to help guide its work in Barbados. Bold, which stands for Build Opportunities to Lead a Dialogue, replaces the IDB Group's previous advisory structure and forms part of the Barbados Country Strategy for 2025 to 2030. IDB Group Country Representative Karina Cockburn says the initiative, outside of a focus of accountability and meaningful engagement, is about ensuring relevance of the Barbadian society.
Here in Barbados, we think that a bold approach is needed. We need to wake up. We need to be aware of the challenges that exist and our ability as Caribbean people to overcome those challenges based on our knowledge, our experiences, collaborations, partnerships, like the one that the country has with the Inter-American Development Bank. And so we wanted to engage on the strategy in a way that feels familiar and accessible to most Bajans. So we can't show up looking like we're from Washington, D.C. We have to come here and be in this space as if we are relating to Caribbean people. We're in a Caribbean space. We're in a Bajan space.
That's IDB Group Country Representative Karina Cockburn. The Trinidad and Tobago government is moving to borrow up to $1 billion U.S. on the international market, with major American financial firms playing a critical central role. The Kamala Prasad Bisesa administration has appointed J.P. Morgan Securities LLC and Bank of Securities to lead the managers and arrears for the bond issue. Finance Minister Devendra Tanku has signed the order granting tax and exchange control exemptions on all payments linked to the borrowing, including interest and principal. Our top stories. Former Calypso monarch Aziza Clark found not guilty of assisting an offender. Her attorneys, King's Counsel Michael Ashley, Shadi Harris, and their team making a successful no-case submission. The Barbados Entrepreneur Tourism Association welcomes regulation of the shared license accommodation, but President Dawn Pollard says it will increase the standard. All systems a go for this evening's BLP St. Michael Central nomination, and Barbadians have shared their views on the new U.S. immigrant visa restrictions. Many seem unfazed by the development. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.